Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Fan Evening Show. Josh Taylor here with you till 10:30. Got Bill Steinbach on the ones and twos behind the glass. He's going to keep us on the rails because you know damn sure it ain't going to be me. It's going to be Bill. But Bill's been doing this long enough. I trust Bill. I think he'll be fine. I think Bill thinks he'll be fine. Now here's the tricky part. We talk about this all the time. Here's the funny part, because the moment I saw Bill goes, man, 4.5 hours. I just start laughing. Bill knows my theory on doing a show. 3 hours is the sweet spot. 3 hours, you have a certain number of segments. You can fill it with a certain number of stuff. You have a couple guests. It flies right by. 2 hours feels like you're almost stealing a paycheck. You blink and it's gone. 4 hours is when you're like, all right, you got to dig a little deeper. That's when you're getting into the shallow water, or the deep water, I should say. You get into the deep water with the 4 hour show. 4.5 hours? Yeah. By the time you're done, you're just like, let's not speak of this ever again. You're just doing what you can to get through it. However, it just turns out, it just so happens, just like Foghorn Leghorn, I keep my feathers numbered for just such an occasion. So, and given a lot of stuff has actually happened within the past 24 hours, a lot of stuff to talk about here, we have prepared accordingly. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, Pat Damp from the Dying Alive podcast, and also he writes the Penguins Perspectives blog on, or I should say Penguins Perspectives column, on CBSPittsburgh.com. He will join me at 7. We're going to talk about this Chris Letang stroke diagnosis and just kind of do that retrospective look back at Chris Letang's career. Because remember, this is the second time. And we're going to kind of take a look back and remember the road that Chris Letang has followed. Because this is something I think that we tend to forget. Because we talk about those three guys, the remaining three in that group, Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby, Chris Letang. The truth of the matter is, all three of these guys have all dealt with some serious physical situation. With Sidney Crosby, it was concussions. With Evgeny Malkin, it was a myriad of injuries. He's had a couple of serious injuries he's had to come back from a couple different times. And now Chris Letang with his second stroke. This is one of those big things that you look at with just these three guys. And if you want to lump another guy in, that's part of that group that won a couple Stanley Cups together, Pascal Dupuis, he had his condition as well. There's just a lot of stuff that piles up. So we're going to talk about that with Pat Damp during the 7 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock, Alex Stumpf covers the Pirates for DK Pittsburgh Sports. We got to talk about this Carlos Santana acquisition, especially considering the last time I talked to Alex in this space, he had just got done talking to Ben Cherington at the GM's meetings in Vegas, and Ben Cherington had specifically mentioned to him about solving the first base situation or solving the first base problem. Sounds like he's trying to make that solution a little bit more concrete, because since then, it's been G-Man Choi and Carlos Santana. So now we got to talk about that. We'll do that at 8. 8:25, Chris Carter. Host of the Locked On Steelers podcast. We will talk Steelers and Colts, plus we'll look ahead to the Falcons. 9 o'clock, Jerry DePaula from The Trib. I haven't talked to Jerry on this space in quite a while. Jerry and I have a great history of working together in the previous radio haunts that I had, and ran into Jerry last night at the Duquesne-UC Santa Barbara game. We'll kind of recap that. Plus, we got to talk about Pitt hoops. And I want to talk about Pitt football moving forward, because there's going to be a change going on in the ACC. And I want to talk to Jerry about how he thinks this could affect Pitt moving forward. So we'll talk to Jerry about that at 9 o'clock. Then 9:25, Angie Carducci, Inside Hockey Magazine. We'll also talk a little bit more about Chris Letang. Plus, we're going to talk about what's going on with the Pens in this month of November. They just can't seem to win games at home in November. 1-6-2 now in the month of November at home. At least November's coming to an end. Maybe that's a good thing. But we'll talk about that with Angie. So a lot of stuff stacked up here that we want to get into. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Also, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I want to...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phase myself right back into this talk about Chris Letang of Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby. Because it's easy to put your first focus on, okay, how does this affect the team on the ice? That's the easy thing to do. That's the first reaction, at least for some people. My first reaction is, how does this affect Chris Letang? How does this affect his family? Because Chris Letang is in his mid-30s. He's an athlete in tremendous shape. He's widely known within his own sport as an athlete who's in tremendous shape. So to be that young, that healthy, with a family, and something like this comes about a second time, that's a lot to try to add up and compute, because on paper it makes no sense. Just like with Sidney Crosby, the length of the career he's had. He's 35 years old, and he's had to deal with concussion issues. And he's another guy, young, 35 years old, in phenomenal shape. Having to deal with something like that, it puts a lot of it in perspective. Not just the game itself, not just the accomplishments, not just the awards, not just the championships. It puts a lot of other things in perspective around you. I think Evgeny Malkin was able to put a lot more in perspective when that 1,000th game came around for him, and they're in the locker room getting dressed, and his son Nikita walks in to read the starting lineup. I think a lot of that became more in perspective for him. And I know there was a lot of personal sentiment when these guys came back together and said, you know what, we're going to give it one more run. We're going to get the band back together during the offseason. And Ron Hextall says it was a priority of his to keep these guys together and get the band back together. But I think now we look at it with even a wider lens as far as the personal aspect of it. Because now, this changes everything. Not only does it change everything coming forward or everything coming after today, but it might change the way we look at what we saw that's already happened. Does this change your lens of what this team, what those three guys has done, or what could have been? Because I'm of the belief now that what they did was already pretty spectacular. This is a team that went to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals. They did it twice. And they won three of the four. That in this era alone is unheard of. Then you talk about all the stuff that I just mentioned. The concussions with Sidney Crosby. The multiple injuries with Evgeny Malkin. The strokes with Chris Letang. The fact that this group did what it did in spite of all of that brings in a much different lens for me. I already considered myself incredibly fortunate as a fan to be around to witness that. Also, on the latter end of things, the second back-to-back Stanley Cup final run, getting to cover it as a member of the media. I felt like I won the lottery on that. But now I look at everything from a retrospective look with everything just those three guys have gone with, and I'll say it again, with Pascal Dupuy as well, put him in there as well with the issue with his lungs. All of this really starts to come full circle. It makes you a lot more appreciative of not only what they did, but what they had to overcome to do it. Because on paper, just ceteris paribus, all things being equal, what they did is already difficult to do. But now when you mix all of this in, it widens the lens. It makes you appreciate a lot more what we've seen from this group. Plus, it helps you realize that, hey, this has to come to an end someday. And I hope when it does, we are looking at it with more appreciation for what these guys had to go through to get to where they got to, as opposed to what they didn't do. Because we tend to look at things for what happened and what didn't happen, as opposed to how you respond to the circumstances set in front of you and what you do in light of those circumstances. I'm very curious to see when this time finally comes to an end with these three guys, how we will look at this collectively as a city, as a market, as a fan base. How we'll look back at this group and say, hey, they went through some ridiculous, crazy stuff that shouldn't happen to anybody. And yet there was a time when they were on top of the world. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Steelers and Falcons. This is a matchup that's coming up on Sunday. And if you haven't figured it out yet, the Steelers you saw after the bye week, that's more of what we expect to see moving forward. That's the team I've been expecting to see since pretty much the end of last season. That's just me. But come Sunday, I think the progression continues, and I'll explain why. This is the Fan Evening Show, Josh Taylor, 93.7 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.